Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring podcasts on the Blue Wire Network. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System yet, then you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. Wherever you are across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/bluewire to learn more and find a center near you. That's Unified, U-N-I-F-Y-D, healing.com/bluewire. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE System.
What?
Dude.
These are just outtakes.
Ooh.
Cheers.
Is that a Pinot Noir?
Nah.
A little light.
A Bordeaux from France.
Okay.
Nice. Some light. Some light. Yeah, some light.
Bron, you know this because you got two boys, right? That just have way too much energy and want to destroy. Do you remember when they were 2 years, like when they were 5 and 7?
Oh, yeah.
Mine is 3 and 5, so it's worse.
Yeah, I remember. They hell on you, I tell you.
And they think it's all funny.
So what have you guys been doing during this hiatus? I've already talked about it.
I haven't been doing much. I mean, I've been training still. It's been a lot of family time, watching a lot of shows, just trying to keep my brain wrapped around what's actually going on. So it's been very challenging for sure. Because I'm not one to, well, any of us on this chat, we're not one to like sit around in the home and we just got too much energy. So it has been very challenging, you know.
Have you been following everything like all day, every day, or have you been able to escape?
No, I haven't. I've been keeping up with the updates and the cliff notes.
But
I think you'll drive yourself crazy if you're just trying to look at everything all day long and trying to know everything that's going on. It'd be too much. So, you know, just keeping up with what the temperature is, not only here in Los Angeles, not only in Southern California, but you know, the rest of America and the rest of the world, but not indulging in too much. You know, I'm staying positive and optimistic about this whole thing and know that, you know, like, you know, my great grandmother used to always say there's better days ahead. So, you know, that's the whole mindset.
Damn. Man, like, other than, because we see you're on TikTok, right? To your kids, or is that just like, screw it? I'm just like, we're here, might as well do a bunch of it now.
Yeah, I mean, pretty much, like, you know, this is all the time that, you know, when I'm away on the road, and obviously, Channing, you know as well, Allie, you know, we be on the road so much, and we get indulged and trying to, you know, chase that championship quest that sometimes your family get left behind, unfortunately. So, you know, this opportunity, this moment right here has put a lot of things in, not only in perspective, because I got things in perspective, but it's given me an opportunity to kind of take advantage of being with my kids every day because they don't have school, you know, being with my wife all the time, being with my family. We're just here every day, like Channing said, TikTok videos, you know, watching TV shows, watching movies, you know, playing card games, playing Uno, you know, doing all type of stuff. So it's been fun.
Who is better at TikTok in your family, you or Zuri?
Oh, Zuri, for sure. It's not even close. Because Zuri hangs with Bryce. So Bryce, my youngest son, he's TikTok crazy. So
moves are like the chain.
Yeah. He knows he's a dance machine. He can do everything. So she hangs with Bryce every day, all day. So That's what she got the upper edge on all of us.
Ron, where are you in your barber chair? Where are you in your living room?
No, I'm in my smoke room, my wine cellar.
Oh, yeah, me too.
Yeah, me too. I feel like you're selling here.
Yeah, man. What's going on, guys? It's good to finally be able to talk to y'all. That's cool. You guys have been here before.
What's up, guys? Miss you guys, man.
I know. It's crazy right now because I'm not doing like Instagram lives with different athletes figuring out what they do. Had CJ McCollum on there. But ain't nobody, everybody's doing the same thing we are. Nothing.
Nothing.
Everybody's doing the same thing, you know?
Man.
Did you see that Timberland versus Swizz Beatz?
Yeah, I heard it was really dope.
So dope.
It was literally showing off for like an hour. It was amazing.
That's all.
Because they were going hit, and I was like, oh, this might be 20 minutes. An hour later, an hour and a half later, I'm like, damn.
Yeah, we're doing a pool party tomorrow. We're doing a IG live pool party tomorrow. My DJ is gonna set up at his pool, and then we're gonna all IG live in and do a pool party.
That's how's the pool party looking, Channy?
he will be the only one technically at the pool. That would be the scenery behind him. And it's gonna do like a virtual pool party. So we're keeping everything in good spirits, man.
So this is what I'm gonna say. So I'm gonna be on SportsCenter tomorrow. I'll be controlling the SportsCenter IG. And so when I click in,
what time are you going on SportsCenter?
I have the login. That's the problem for them.
That is the problem for them.
Desperate times. That's how you know it's the end of times.
Yeah. Yep.
That's hilarious.
No, but seriously, what time are you guys doing the live?
4 p.m.
4 p.m. Okay.
No, West Coast time, man.
Yeah. Just make all the East Coast people really upset.
Yeah. Tell them 4 o'clock East Coast time.
Okay. Yeah. So, yeah. Okay. So, I'm going to get on there and I'm going to mess with you. I'm going to crack jokes with you because that basically just brings everybody in, which is the only reason why.
All right. Perfect. I like it.
All right, I'm gonna keep annoying you.
So, Allie, what have you been doing? You guys over at the Lakers in studio, y'all been able to do anything over there?
No, we haven't. I mean, at the end of the day, like what we are, Spectrum Networks is obviously a news network as well. And so our news crew is still working around clock tirelessly. We're on call technically, so if they need anyone to kind of fill in or help out, we're obviously here and ready to do so. But at the end of the day, with no sports, you know, one of my girlfriends once said, like when this all went down, she's back in Ohio and she called me and she was like, what are you going to do now? And it's like, we don't know. And she was like, no offense. She's in the medical field. She was like, I don't know how many of us really want to listen to sports people talk about medical issues. And I'm like, that's true. I mean, it's true. At the end of the day, like, because we love it. And we don't have it right now. So,
you got ESPN Neocho.
Yeah, get some good dodgeball.
How about that?
Average Joe's.
Global Jim. Channing, we can watch. Channing can live stream himself giving himself a lineup because that's trash.
Can you do that?
Yeah, I can line up the sides.
Barbers are going to charge $100 a cut when they come back to make up all the time.
Channing, it's going to be more than that. They're going to be charging $200.
People going to pay.
Wait, what?
Gonna be the one against the grain. They're going to just clip their own hair.
Right. It's all bad, man. Like, all my friends who got some little bit of hair or whatever, it's sucking. It's all over, bro. I'm just growing mine to see how far it goes. Fuck it.
Nobody looks worse than Roethlisberger.
Are you going to keep dyeing your beard?
That's just straight Ohio. Mm-hmm.
Are you going to keep dyeing your beard? Don't hide it. No. Don't hide it.
It's not hiding. It's right there. I got a couple flakes in there, like a couple flakes here.
Using just for men, you old ass.
I think good touch. I think it's a good touch.
What, a little salt, and pepper?
Gives you character. Yeah.
Gives me who?
Adds a little character.
Yeah, I don't have much. You're right.
Yo, random real question. If the season started, they said everything was fine, how many games do you think it would take for you guys to get back going?
For the playoffs or just get back?
Like they were like, listen, we're going straight to the playoffs. Three exhibition games. Would that be enough?
No, man. I think so we've been off with a week and a half now.
16 games.
Yeah, so I think maybe 1.5-2 weeks of a little mini training camp and then 5 to 10 games.
Wow.
And to get ready for the playoffs. Like,
oh, right.
Because, I mean, if we're just talking about like finishing the regular season, then you don't need that much. You know, you could do a week of training camp and then get back into it. So by then, but, you know, when you've been building 6 months of conditioning.
Oh, yeah.
And preparation. And then like, everyone's been like, the thing that haven't been the narrative that I don't like, well, now guys get so much rest. Or like LeBron, he's 35. He got so many minutes on his body. Now he gets so much rest. It's actually the opposite for me because my body, when we stopped playing, was asking me, what the hell are you doing?
When you're older, you decondition a lot faster.
Right? Like,
you say it again, Richard.
Right. I said, when you're older, you decondition a lot faster,
man. So my body was like, hey, man, what the hell is going on? It's March. It's March 13th. you getting ready for the playoffs. Why are you shutting down right now? Like, and I was right there turning the corner. Like, I felt like I was rounding third base getting ready for the postseason. So, you know, it's the rest factor. I think it's a little bit overly blown, especially when you're in full swing of things. Now, it's different from the lockout year that we had. See, the lockout year, we had the whole offseason. Plus, we also was playing basketball.
Yeah, now you know,
we were playing basketball still. So it was different because it's not like we were playing games, and then they just said lockout. No, we were already in the offseason preparing for what's to come. So it's been a lot different.
No, so I talked to CJ McCollum, and I was like, how's your workout been going? He goes, I'm going to start working out on Monday. Right. So that adds another layer to things of the guys and teams and players that keep themselves in the best shape. Not saying that CJ Cullum is, but like CJ Cullum is one of the bigger professionals in this league. There's going to be younger players, guys that aren't professional that get out of shape over this time.
No question about it.
Ron, let me ask you, have they given you, because I think like from a world perspective, no one sees the light at the end of the tunnel of this. There's so much uncertainty until when we all will get back to normalcy. Have you guys been given any kind of, I don't want to say timeline, but as you guys are trying to train and get your minds to where they need to be, have you guys been given any kind of timeline?
No, the only timeline that we've been given as far as training is that I will be allowed to work out with Mike, my personal trainer, Mike Mancius, again on Monday, which will be the 2 weeks away from everybody, quarantine basis they put us on after we were all tested, we found out the Nets had 4 guys who tested positive. So,
you ain't got to throw. You ain't got to, like, name names.
No, I didn't name any names. I said the Nets.
I'm talking about
your beloved Net and your jersey should be hanging in the rafters doesn't mean that your guys are exempt from getting this positive.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we don't know, like, you know, but I just been training. I've been training 5 days a week and just staying ready, like, you know, just staying ready for, you know, I guess what they always say is just staying ready when your number's called.
There's going to be some chubby nubbies coming out there, though.
No question.
I got a home gym. There's going to be some chubby nubbies.
You're right, and a lot of basketball gyms are not open, so you can't get in there, like. There are some, you know, some people got some ties with some people that they allow you to get into the gym and things of that nature. But there's guys that can't get on the court right now. And there's guys that don't have gyms in their cribs. So all the Equinoxes, all the 24-hour fitness, all that shit is shut down right now. So guys better figure it out. One thing, guys, listen, if guys are really serious, you can get some shit done around the house. Everybody got stairs, for sure. Everybody can do push-ups, sit-ups. People can find ways to do some dips. People can find a way.
You're going to be on them prison workouts. You're going to see some big depots.
Some prison, yeah. You're going to have a bunch of people coming back looking strong.
Guy ran a marathon on his balcony, right? And it took him 7 hours.
I saw that. That was amazing. It took him 7 hours.
7 hours, and you're like, he just ran the distance from back and forth, right. And it was like, he didn't have a big balcony, but he's like, I ain't got nothing else to do. Let's see how long this
what else we got to do. So I'm working out one day. I work out in the morning, and then at night, like, sometimes I just be sitting around. I'd be like, fuck, I'm gonna go get me another workout in. I am legend right now, man.
How many hours does it take you to jog around your compound?
Man, shut up. Man, shut up.
And guys, I just want to say there is still a level, because Bron, Chan doesn't remember this. Bron, you and I, like, you had it even worse than I did. But we didn't grow up with shit. We would have been confined in the house at 10, 12, 11 in those homes, we would have been screwed. Point being is this. I understand that everybody's telling everyone to stay home. But don't, like, you ain't got to show off your ranch right now telling people to stay at home.
No, I don't think that's not cool at all, because everybody's upbringing is different. I mean, everyone wants to do this whole, like, everyone stay home and things of that nature. But, you know, guys that's in my position or guys like us who are in a position that can live great. Like, you know, I'm saying I would feel so weird if I was like, hey, guys, stay home. And somebody look at me and be like, well, I mean, it's easy for you to say.
Yeah.
You know, it's easy for you to say, but I just go back to my childhood or how I grew up with me and my mom. That shit would have been hell.
Hell.
Like, I feel like my mom would have been like, I don't give a fuck about Corona. You better get your ass out of my house. Get the fuck out. You're getting on my nerves.
That's what I'm saying. Or go into the yard. Go, like, yeah, do something. Just don't get sick. That's what they tell you.
Right. If your ass gets sick, you better not bring your ass home.
Don't be touching nobody.
Yeah, and it's for sure. Like, you know, so, you know, at the end of the day, it's not about, like, you know, I don't want to tell people, like, you know, me being an advocate for people to stay home. You know, just take care of yourself and understand that, you know, just, you know, distance yourself from, you know, from a large, big groups of people that you don't know.
You know what I'm saying?
Complete strangers, like, you know, because now it's spring. So everybody thinks spring break, it's time to get around strangers and then get, like this is not the time. It's not the time.
Okay, so we talked about this before doing this, Bron. So when this is actually airing, which would be the 26th, it would be the game of the Lakers and Cavs. That's going on tonight.
Right.
Because this will drop tomorrow. So with that said, I do have a question, because I know that Laker fans have been wondering about their team. You guys have been staying in touch. I know text chains for your days with these two during the Cavs era, that time frame, and even still now, were a big hot thing. But you also have that still with the Lakers currently.
Yeah. We got a text chain between all the guys on the team, and we just stay in touch every day, pretty much. You know, random shit. It could be something that's on the internet. Guys send a clip. Like the other day, Jared Dudley, crazy-ass duds.
You can't just click on anything.
You gotta be careful.
Videos. You gotta be careful.
You gotta be careful.
There's one dude that shows up.
Every day, there's always one person. There's one person, brother, man, right? That hangs to the fifth floor, right? Yeah. Like,
wait, what? He hangs to the fifth floor.
Cheating. I average five of those from you personally. Five. Oh,
edit.
The other day, I had to put him on timeout.
I knew it was a trap.
Oh, shit. Alex, to Laker Nation, the guys are staying in connect. Everybody know where everyone is. We know what's going on. And, but yeah, like you said, tomorrow is supposed to be my, you know, return back to Cleveland, which is always special. Obviously, the memories with these two guys, the memory with you, Allie, as well. You know, it's always special going back there, look up there, look at that banner, think about all the great memories that we had. You know, and then being able to play in front of my friends and family again. That would have been so cool with the Lakers. You know how we travel, the Laker Nation travel on the road, but being back home, kind of bummed out about that. And I heard, I don't know, through the grapevine, maybe you guys may know that the Cavs organization was thinking about doing some 50th anniversary shit. And so I didn't know if that was going on, where they was bringing back a lot of the guys from previous teams or whatever. I don't know, but.
And you know what? And this, I think, is a good time because you were going back, and this is going to be your first time going back without Fred McLeod, right? Our big belt. That meant so much to all of us that called every play of your Cavs career.
Right.
And to have him pass tragically, you know, I know that would be the first time, I think, that'd be the first time you were ever in the building that he didn't call the game?
Yeah, man. You know, my first couple years, I had a different guy over there with Austin Carr by the name of Michael Ray Guy. But then Fred, you know, came on board, and ever since then, you know, he was the, you know, him with AC was the voice of Cavs TV, Cavs radio, Cavs whatever. Those guys were just, they were inseparable. They reminded me of like Mike Lowry and Marcus Barnett off Bad Boys. You know, they couldn't do it without each other, you know. And yeah. To get the news, I know all four of us, when we got the news that he had passed, it was like, what? Yeah. It didn't make sense. We was like, what? No, you must be talking about somebody else. You know, so it would have been very difficult to look over there and see Austin Carr and not see, you know, our great friend Fred and see, you know, the great tie that he would have had on, you know, for that game. And, but, you know, much respect, you know, our prayers continue to go out to Beth, and the family. But the legend lives on, man. And, Fred is definitely one of those, that's for sure.
Did you know, you talked about the 50th anniversary. Did you know that the Cavs had a competition for who they wanted their bobblehead of a former player to be? And Channing
and Channing lost. No, Channing lost. Channing lost, and they asked me if I would let Channing be on it with me because they felt bad. And I said, he's followed me everywhere else. Why not? Right?
Follow me to Arizona. You begged me to come to the Cavs. You said, I don't have any friends. Nobody likes me.
Because I felt bad.
The bridge.
I felt bad for you not playing in Orlando. How you play for a team that wins a championship, but you can't play in Orlando?
Oh, my God.
It's called tanking. They don't want the boy out there because they get some dubs. That's what happened.
Goodness gracious. Okay, Bron.
So I'm sorry. So I'm right. They would have had two bobbleheads.
And then it got canceled because of Corona.
Damn, wow. Corona.
Yeah. Goddamn, Corona's canceling everything.
Corona.
I was chanting one shining moment.
So, Bron, I got a question. This is about the number one seed, right?
Got it.
Let's say, hypothetically, you guys are able to hold on and keep the number one seed in the West, hypothetically. I was talking, when I talked to CJ, we were trying to figure out what's the best way for that eighth seed, right? If you're going to play 5 or 10 games and then jump right into it for everybody, all the fans, how do you think that eighth seed should be handled? Especially for teams coming up, teams that were possibly going down. But I will say this, Portland has an opportunity. They could have two full, healthy big guys back. So all of a sudden, they could an average eight seed to probably a potential 4 or 5 seed in the first round.
Right. You know, what's crazy, RJ. So we got Portland. You got Memphis. You got New Orleans that's kind of, you know.
Sacramento.
You know, in Sacramento, tinking around there. So, you know, I mean, if there's 5 or 10 games left, why not the five? Why not those guys battle it out? How about just make them play each other all 5 games?
Yeah.
All 10 games, or, you know, or I don't know how, find a way where they can have, you know, if you're going to make the playoffs, why not play against a team that's in front of you or behind you to see who makes it?
Why not a best of 3 play-in?
Say that again?
Why not a best of 3 play-in?
That too. I mean, there's been so many conversations that's been tinkered around. I have not been on the calls. It's just my mind thinking and talking. There could be a best out of a 3-team play-in. There could be, listen, there's 5 games left in the regular season. Let those 4 teams play each other, and then whoever got the best record out of that, maybe one, the final 2 teams had the best record, play each other for a game off to make the AC. But like RJ said, you know, when you're dealing with guys like You know, they got Dame, they got CJ, they got Melo experience, they getting Nurkic back. They got, you know, Hassan Whiteside, those two dogs in there, and Ariza with the championship experience.
Yeah,
you know, they got the most experience out of all those teams. So it'll be very interesting to see what happens, man.
I like the idea of like a 10 games, but of those like final like four teams, they would have a lot of games against each other.
Right.
That makes sense, and that's no, you know, that's no disrespect to all the other teams, but that's where it's really decided, right? That final spot, and that's big because they're going to play potentially you guys or the Clippers in the first round.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, you can't just go, like, one thing you can't just do, you just go straight to the playoffs, because it discredits the 60 plus games that guys had, you know, fighting for that position, you know. So,
but in the same regard, now granted, obviously I don't play, but I still think that you have played a substantial amount of games, that when it comes down to making that decision, I still think that's fair.
What do you mean? Elaborate.
Like, if you're going a play-in or a best of three or a best of five, I mean, the season was suspended and everyone was put to a halt between 60 and 63, 64 games played already. So it's an even playing field from that standpoint. If
for
you
sure.
hadn't been able to put yourself in a position to be one of those three, four teams.
Oh, yeah, for sure. For sure. That's what we're talking about. I was only talking about 8th seed, 9th seed, and maybe 10th seed, depending on games behind, how far they were behind. You know, if there was a real possible chance of them, you know, could make it. I'm not talking about the number 12 seed or 13 seed mm-hmm. in both conferences and things like that. That you haven't had a real substantial amount of wins or right. an opportunity to actually make the playoffs. You know, because teams can get hot. I've seen a lot of weird shit in our career. We've seen it, and teams could play mediocre through 50, 60 games. In the last 20 some games, they can go into the playoffs 18-3 or 15-4 and get hot. So,
I hate to bring this up for San Antonio fans, but I have been a 1-8 seed loss before. It's not fun. Right. But to your point is like, yo, if the wrong team gets going and they got guys that are cooking, it can actually change the entire NBA.
Listen, Dame Lillard in an 8th seed is that's challenging. This guy, you got a Dame Lillard who can go for 50. A CJ McCollum who can go for 40, a Carmelo Anthony that could, if he gets hot, which we know in the postseason could go for 35, 40 as well. We know that every possession in the playoffs is won that possession. And when you have that type of experience with Portland, they can make things happen. You know, you have the youth in Memphis, they got the youth, you know, they got Ja Morant and that spark, and those guys have been playing some great basketball as of late. You know, you got some experience on Sacramento, you got some guys that won. You know, a champion. I think you got Corey Joseph who won a championship before. I don't know if they have any other championship guys. I know Harrison Barnes Harrison Barnes won one in Golden State my first year when I played against Golden State. So they got some experience, but they got a lot of young guys. And then you got New Orleans who, you know, got a lot of young talent who's just going to play fast as hell, try to play harder than you, and try to creep in there too. So, you know, it's a lot of factors in that. So, but, you know, every possession is just own its possession in the postseason. If you make one mistake, you can lose a game.
Oh, yeah. What's crazy is San Antonio's only a half a game out of Sacramento. So it would be like you could have Portland, New Orleans, Sacramento, and San Antonio play those two, right, have a tournament. And then what I would do is have you guys, the Lakers, play Golden State, the Clippers would play Minnesota, Denver would play Phoenix, and then you guys would switch. So you wouldn't play anybody that has the potential to play in the playoffs.
So you got the 8th seed playing 11, and then you got 9 playing 10, correct?
Yeah.
We can sit here and figure it out, you know, and we're all smart basketball people.
You could have Portland play Sacramento or San Antonio, and New Orleans play Sacramento, right? Best of three games. And then the winner of that played best of three games.
Yep, and that decides the eighth seed.
One game, right? Yep. For one game. And that'll be 3-6. That'll be 7 games right there.
So they go to 5 to 10 games. They go to 5 to 10 games that we were talking about going into the postseason. That's just an idea.
But I would not have anybody in the top 7 play those four
teams.
Yeah. You can't play. So even if you play somebody on an Eastern Conference, right. I don't care. You know, not a lot of travel, but like you would play somebody that's not in the playoffs.
Correct.
That the teams in, you know, Chicago or I don't know who else isn't in the playoffs, Atlanta, those teams and fans still get to see their players, but you're also not giving up free tickets to people to, you know, to see teams that are going to play each other in the playoffs.
Yeah, I mean,
thought about when you guys do return, God given that you guys do get to return, the fact that you might be playing without fans.
Listen, you know, you heard my comment when I first was asked about it. And this is before, I guess the discussion had already been asked. So they hit me with a blind question. But still, I still think the same way. I still think, like, having a game without fans is just, what is sport? What is the worst sport without fan? There's no excitement. There's no crying. There's no joy. There's no back and forth. There's no rhyme or reason that you want to go on a road and just dethrone the home team because of their fans and vice versa. Like, that's what also brings up the competitive side of the players, to know that you're going on the road in a hostile environment. And yes, you're playing against that opponent in front of you, but you really want to kick the fans' ass too. You know? To get back on the floor, I would love it. I'm not going to sit here like and say that, like, just get out there and to get back on the floor, you know, 5-on-5. But, I mean, we can do that in scrimmages. Let's just go to each other's practice facility, put out a camera and just scrimmage, you know, and live stream it. But until the fans can come back.
I'm just going to say this, that I don't want to be there calling that game. I was supposed to.
Your first sideline national television game is with the one with no fans, RJ?
Oh, it's going to be awesome. It wasn't my first, but thanks. No.
What was your first?
Like 2 years ago.
No. I didn't do national until like November this year. Remember, I did Christmas Day. I was 14. I did Christmas Day, Toronto.
Oh, yes, you did. I didn't watch that game because I was fucking mad.
You muted the shit out of me.
No, I was doing the – how about this? I was doing the Pelicans game, the last game.
Oh, yes, you was there.
Yeah, I was doing the game. Wait, we got the Kings versus Pelicans. Luke was like, wait, I don't understand. He's like, my guys went out there. Does that mean we win the game? And I was like, no, I don't think it works like that, Luke. I was like, he said, but my guys were ready to play. Did they force it? And he's like, I'm just playing. He's like, I think we made the right decision.
Yeah, man. So, I mean, I just don't know how we can imagine a sporting event without fans. It's a weird dynamic.
That's where we're going.
I know. And we can't even, like at one point they said, like, can you have family there or no?
So I was actually doing the...
They probably would do family rooms, but they would have everybody. They'd probably give out, like, 100 tickets.
And put everybody in suites or some shit?
Maybe.
You can't even be close to the floor? Like, no floor, family sections and shit like that?
You can't be diving into each other.
What happens with a guy who's tested positive for corona and you're out there on the floor with him and it's a loose ball? Like,
this is what's going to happen, Bob. What they're going to do is, why are you laughing? This is what they're going to do. They're going to take all the players, kind of like how, like, you're on the road during the postseason, and they're going to put all of you guys in rooms and not let you leave just to make sure that, like, nobody else gets infected by somebody else that doesn't spread.
Yeah. That makes sense.
Somebody got to touch your food.
Right. Yeah. I'm not going for that.
Yeah, but what they don't want is, like, a guy to have his family come into town Because Rudy didn't go to China. Rudy got it from somebody that was already here.
No, I believe his family was over.
I think Rudy's family was in town.
Yeah. In China?
No.
In Italy.
In Italy.
Italy. Dude, he's French.
I mean, you're American. Have you ever gone to Italy?
Yeah.
I don't know the facts, but doesn't just because you're French doesn't mean you can't live in Italy.
Right.
But they said they came from home.
Oh, I mean, that could be home. If someone tell me I'm coming from home, it could be LA these days. Shit.
You are very LA. You're not even Akron no more.
How am I so LA and I wear a fucking wave cap all day long?
Because
that's not LA at all.
It's very cut.
No, not if I have on a bandana. Then I could be LA.
Oh Lord, here we go.
Ron, you call that a wave cap?
Yeah, it's a wave cap.
The wave cap to you is like a binky to a child.
A who?
Is that a do-rag or a wave cap?
Both.
Okay.
It depends on where you at.
Where you at?
Tomato, do-rag, wave cap.
Potato.
Look at that thing. Look at it.
Ooh. I gotta go.
You're not leaving.
I gotta go.
No, oh my God. No, you're not leaving yet.
You're not leaving.
No. Where you gotta go? You're not going anywhere.
I gotta go throw some chicken on the grill.
Just sit down for a second, please.
Your chicken on the grill. Wait.
Throw some chicken.
Marinated them things too. Got that grill hot.
Hey, yo.
Sorry. Whoa. LeBron, I cook my own food.
Okay, RJ, did you hear what he said earlier, RJ?
What?
I'm drinking water. He said, oh, you drink bottled water too? Okay, let me get mine.
Oh, wow. Wow.
It is a doctors, 9 out of 10 doctors recommend to keep that throat moist.
I'm not editing that. I'm not editing that.
Who's the 10th doctor? Who's the
9 out of 10 doctors? Who?
Who's that? Yeah. That?
The 10th doctor.
Dr. Seymour Butts. Is that the doctor you?
Y'all see what I have to deal with?
They give that away for free now. You know that.
Yeah.
My goodness.
The podcast doesn't get good till about right now.
Nice and hydrated.
Ron.
Yo.
I think I told Allie this right after. And our Geeter that also worked at Spectrum Sports. I just brought Little Richard over to the side to see the guys dribbling.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, go get on TV. So then all of a sudden, when you come over to say what's up, he got so starstruck. He was like rattled. And you saw, I was trying to like pull him out from behind
me. Man, he was hiding behind your legs like it was a tree trunk.
Yeah. I was like, and so like afterwards, because it was like I had to go get on TV. I had to go work. And I was like, so the next day I was like, buddy, like why were you so? He's like, well, daddy, I've never seen a basketball player before. And I was like, that's a lie.
I'm your goddamn daddy.
I was like, goddamn daddy, what are you talking about? You see Uncle Channing, he's not a real basketball player, but he's tall. Right? Like
Polish.
He's tall.
I know. Just let me get these knives out of my back.
Yeah. I promise you, he saw you, and it was so funny. And I saw the video of Blue Ivy getting shy when she saw it. And I was like, man, you was on the stage with this man next to Bronny and Bryce when we won the championship.
He showed up.
He's so excited about this new Space Jam movie. He's so excited. That's all he watches.
That guy, man. I've been seeing that man since he was born.
Since he was born, man. So when's the movie coming out, man? I know we had to pause some dates and stuff.
No, you know what? You know, the thing is, Space Jam has always been scheduled to come out in June of 2021. So we're kind of, and a lot of it right now is animation. So being indoors is actually great for us.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, you know, we're still on, you know, a lot of, you know, just like everything in the world, everything is slowed down a little bit, but we're still on target. You know, I'm looking forward to it. I mean, during this time right now, I wish we could release it right now, man. And it gives some people, you know, some things to watch in their households and, You know, but you know, we got until next year, next summer, we're excited about it.
Are you gonna have a fire soundtrack? Because that's one thing that people don't understand. Man, Space Jam wasn't just Space Jam.
It sure wasn't.
Remember, it was the Nutty Professor soundtrack, Waiting to Exhale. Like there was just like soundtracks that were just
Men in Black.
I'm saying, Bad Boys, the Bad Boys soundtrack.
Yeah, Bad Boys soundtrack. Hey, listen, it's funny that you say that, Richard, because one of the first things I said when I was in my pitch meeting to do the movie, I was like, listen, I love, you know, the movie, you know, and what it stood for back in the day, but the soundtrack
gotta be
alone.
That's what they play.
If we don't get the right soundtrack, I don't want to be a part of it, because that really drove the movie as well. Like, yeah, you know, it was an unbelievable thing. Like listening to that Seal song, that I want to fly like an eagle. Like that was my thing right there.
Alexa, can you play Fly Like an Eagle by Seal? And I'm just like, wait, what?
Right, right.
Does it defeat the purpose? Can you release the soundtrack right now?
No.
Yes. The soundtrack, once we start putting out some promos, you know, couple clips here, we'll start releasing a little bit of the songs and things that go with it. But the heavy hitters, we're going to keep until the movie, you know, and you'll start hearing it as the movie's going on. And then at the end, you know, when the credits come out, you'll see the track list and things of that nature. But we're going to...
We got
some things coming.
As my boy, with all of the damn music that you listen to and all of these artists that you hanging out with, you executive producing 2 Chainz, if you don't have the most fire soundtrack, I ain't seeing the movie.
There it is.
Rich going by himself, and I wait out in the lobby.
Listen, you're right. Because, I mean, listen, my ear for music, I love music. I post music every day. I love music.
Well, we see
all types of genres. Love it. So if I don't have a dope soundtrack for Space Jam 2, man, it's like what the hell are we? What am I here for? For sure.
What they need to release is that Michael Jordan documentary.
Woo-wee!
That's what I'm saying. ESPN, you really want to get some views right now?
Man, I'm telling you.
Scheduled for June or something like that. Y'all need to. I think they were scheduling for right before the finals, and it's like,
right before the final. No. I'm telling you, if they release that thing right now, the views on it.
What?
Listen, if I'm Michael Jordan,
we all waiting.
If I'm Michael Jordan, I'm going in there and I'm making a conference call, and I'm like, okay, what's the reason we're gonna hold on to it to June now?
No.
Compared to now, where everybody is at home.
Everybody. The whole world. That thing 100,000 times. It's done. It's done. ESPN. I know I don't want to get fired, but release that shit. Release that.
ESPN can't fire you, RJ. You my friend.
Well, you can't say that. You can't say that because people already give me shit. Because
you didn't say it.
Y'all can't fire me. He said it.
You didn't say it. I said it.
Okay. Well, that's fine. I appreciate it. But TNT can fire Channing. We don't give a shit.
Bron, what did you think of our conversation today? Channing is blurring his background. He has found the settings on.
Yeah, Channing didn't want us to see his lingerie line, and he's starting in the background.
Oh, like, girl's bubby.
Yeah, look.
It's her blanket.
It's her blanket. I thought it was a big pink dress. Channing, it's okay.
I got three girls. Don't put it. Listen,
if they paint your panels, if you get in dresses, it's cool.
Oh my God!
It's 2020, Doug.
That's your tiara, because it's damn sure no crown.
Mr. Potato Head.
You got a Mr. Potato Head, Doug.
I'm not talking about heads now.
What?
I'm talking about heads.
Look at that long ass face of yours. You're barely fitting the screen.
They're like the screen mask.
I have an old computer.
It looks like a screen mask. He would paint his face as dead president, and he'd be like, oh, you're a cap.
Yo, Channing's gonna leave and go put the chicken on the grill. We keep messing with him, man.
So we were recording the other day. I want to play a game, but first of all, we were recording the other day, and Bron, I sent you the photo of Channing's t-shirt with the snail on top of the turtle on top of the sloth. And I made the comment that because these two are in the media, just given the fact that you said ESPN can't fire your friend Richard, they're constantly, the most consistent line these two guys get in their comments is the fact that you carried them to a championship and they actually don't have a ring.
If you let Channing and RJ tell you, they carried me to a championship.
No, no, we're just saying what
I still have my L7 hurts.
Yeah. Channing says his back hurts. If it wasn't for those guys, I would have never even got to the finals. Let them guys tell it.
Yeah. Channing, did he win it? Did he win a championship without us in Cleveland?
By the way, I didn't see y'all video chat that y'all had, but I guarantee it had to do. This is what they always tell me. We carried you to a point where our pay grade was that was it. That was it. We wasn't making that much money, so we had to stop. And the guys that you, Kyrie, Kevin, all the guys that was making all the money, Tristan, now it's time for y'all to do y'all job. But me and RJ got y'all there. Now y'all finish this off.
I had a conversation.
I know these assholes.
That's it verbatim.
I don't want tendonitis for next year. Load manage me during the finals, so I'm good for next year. It works.
Oh, shit. That's it. Side by side.
No, sir. You guys are crazy, man.
Okay.
No, man, we have fun.
You guys can play Would You Rather to finish this thing off?
Yes.
We've got 5 Would You Rathers, Channing, and then you can go put your chicken on.
Ooh, can't wait.
Would you rather your only mode of transportation be a donkey or a giraffe?
I'm rolling with a giraffe all day.
Giraffe. You can go further.
Yeah, I'm going to go with giraffe, too. I just don't feel like many jokes. It's just like being a donkey, everyone call you a jackass. I don't want to be a jackass. And how many jokes about a giraffe?
Would you rather randomly time travel forward or backwards 20 years every time you fart or teleport to a different place on Earth, on land, not water, every time you sneeze?
Okay, so would I rather... Time travel 20 years backwards or forwards every time I fart, or would I rather teleport every time I sneeze to a place that has land, no water?
Yeah.
20 years ago was not
the best. 20 years ago was 1990.
I can hold in a fart.
Oh, no. 20 years ago was 2000.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I'm going 20 years ago for sure.
Give me all the beans.
Yeah, I might even shit on myself to even go 40 years ago. Just like 1980, I mean.
You going to be working, but not the kind you like.
1980, I'm not going to be working. I'm an 80s baby anyways. It's only 4 years before I was born.
There we go. 80s babies here.
80s babies, you know. We all 80s babies, right?
I made the cut. 80.
Oh, yeah, you 81?
No, 80. 80. June 80.
Oh, yeah. We all 80s babies. So, I'll take the time travel back 20 years for a fart. For sure.
Okay.
For sure.
Okay. We're going to stick on that. Would you rather have to fart loudly every time you have a serious conversation or have to burp after every kiss?
Oh,
burp.
I'm burping. I mean, it's my wife. Because it's a lot of serious conversations that we all need to have. And the fact that you're going to just fart out in the open like that?
No.
Listen, after you've seen your wife have children, she can't ever complain about a burp.
My God.
I'll edit that. Richard, I hate you so much for all the fucking work you're making.
It's absolute facts.
It's true.
It's the truth.
Yo, I'm going to say this. I had a teammate that played for the Warriors that when I was asking him about this stuff, he was like, Richard, there's just some things you can't unsee.
True. I wish you would tell your wife this to their face.
I would.
Yeah.
She know. My wife know how I feel about that damn baby in that bag coming out when she had my kid.
Would you rather be compelled to high five everyone you meet or be compelled to give wedgies to anyone in a green shirt?
Read that one more time.
Would you rather be compelled to high five everyone you meet or be compelled to give a wedgie to anyone in a green shirt?
Listen, I'm high fiving because look, if a big bruh got a wedgie,
I ain't high fiving nobody.
I ain't high fiving nobody for the rest of my life.
Run, you got a green shirt. What if Richard came up to you and tried to give your big ass a wedgie?
Then I'm gonna understand it because no more high fiving after this corona shit. No, wait till y'all see me and my teammates handshakes after this shit.
Y'all double elbowing?
I'm telling, throw them bows. We go all that like this. Yeah. Clack, clack, clack.
That's
nah,
it. That's
nah.
It.
Wedgies for everybody in green shirts, including myself.
Oh, awesome.
All right, last one. That's a good one. Would you rather wake up as a new random person every year and have full control of them for the whole year, or once a week spend a day inside a stranger without having any control?
Oh. Oh.
That's a thinker.
I'd rather once be a week, new person.
Once a week. I really like, I don't want to be that person, but I really like myself, right? Like, and so I don't want to be somebody else can, like, there's places that I don't want to go back to, right? And so I don't want to wake up in a place I don't want to be. So if it was just one day a week.
Once a week. Yeah, I'm cool with that. Once a week. I agree. Once a week, I'm cool with that.
Yeah. Yeah.
That for the whole year.
How shitty would be to wake up and be Channing?
Ooh, you would only be so lucky.
And you can never leave a house home.
No, and live in Oregon with four kids? What?
Listen, sign me up next year. Sign me up.
Take me out back. The horses that can't race no more. Take me out back.
Guess what? That's where the barbecue is. We finna get this chicken going.
What's wrong?
Bron, thanks for taking the time. You guys are amazing.
I appreciate you. One of these days, I'm gonna get the video with you and Lil Rich.
I know. If there's only one last thing we could say, I think at the end of the day, it's to everyone out there who is kind of going through this together.
Stay safe.
I think so. Well, Karl Anthony Towns, one of your own guys in the NBA.
Damn, prayers out to him, man. Hope his family gets better, especially his mom. So, Superman, gotta get better.
Prayers, send the prayers up to the mighty above.
Yeah, you know, and this is the thing, everybody. You don't even have to say prayers. Just stay home. Just stay home, right? Help out everybody around. Help out other people. That's you want to be a hero. Stay inside. Avoid contact.
Do
the next. Channing forever. The minute Channing gets on the floor, it's like, Channing, do less.
You were so
a champion, so fuck y'all.